an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Drew.
Yeah.
I noticed the front license plate still on your vehicle.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't run red lights. It's all right.
I told you to take that off. It looks crappy.
Oh, really? I don't remember you saying that. So. Yeah.
I told you, it looks better with it off. And if you run the red light, they have the cameras out here. You don't get the ticket.
Okay.
Everyone should do that. Yeah. Just take the front license plate off.
Smart.
You're never going to do it.
No, I did another car.
What's wrong with you? Can you not do that?
No, I'll do it. I did my other car.
You did it? You actually used a screwdriver?
Yeah, yeah. I had to put them...
You didn't take it down to the shop or anything?
I'd like to rather do that.
You did it. Hmm. All right. Take that license plate off. All right. And everybody, listen, when it's clear and they got that red light arrow, drive through it. That's my other thing I want everyone to do. You know, if it's clear, you just drive through it. I've done it about 1,000 times. If I get a ticket tonight for driving through an arrow, I'm way ahead of the game.
Right.
Huge. I started this policy. I suggest you all do the same. About 2-3 years ago, I just said, F it. I'm not going to sit at these signals anymore. I look around and make sure.
No other city on earth has this problem. It's just those of us that drive through Culver City.
Oh, no. They're starting to spring up around Los Angeles.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. No, I drive through them everywhere. Culver City's the best because Culver City,
the template.
Culver City, it's on Washington Boulevard, and you can actually see the earth curve in the horizon before you see any headlights coming the other direction. Right. But you're just sitting there 12 waiting to get carjacked.
Oil tankers come over the horizon.
Just staring. out in the Pacific, you can see 30, 40 miles on a clear night. You're looking out in the Pacific, you can see the tankers coming into the Long Beach, and you're just sitting there at the red arrow while the signal's green, just waiting to get rear-ended by a drunk. So anyway, just drive through it. Just drive through it. Everyone just drive through it. And listen, cops, leave the guy alone if he drives through it and there's no one around.
Some cities like Pasadena have a smart policy, which is yield on green.
Yeah. Look, here's all I'm just saying. I'm just saying a little organized boycott here. Just everybody
Civil disobedience.
Civil disobedience. And everyone's like, oh, you're telling people. All right, yeah, tell that to Rosa Parks.
Speaking of...
The law was the blacks get in the back of the bus, but not Rosa Parks. She got up. She sat up front. All right? Maybe. Is that a bad... But the law... Wait a minute. The law.
Right.
What about the law?
Law must have been right.
Law must have been right. No, obviously the law was wrong, and the same with these red arrows in the middle of the night while the signal's green. Just drive through them. Everyone, please drive through them.
Of right or wrong, what do you think about the Michael Jackson thing?
It's so surreal, it's hard to even digest. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what's weird, though, is how many pieces of the puzzle we've been handed over the years and just sort of ignored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people
He was an opiate addict and detoxed at a London hospital. Cured? The only opiate addict in history to be cured?
People are stupid. And then, you know, Liz Taylor.
Right.
Here's the problem. Look, people, we can't help but listen to people who are lying. All the time, you know, they're very earnest. They look in the camera and they go, I love children. I would never raise a hand to a child. And it's like, and we go, oh, okay. Well, I see. Well, he did the interview. Mm-hmm. And what'd he say? Well, he said he loved kids and he would never do anything to harm a child. And that's it. Well, disturbed people are able to do this, by the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you or I killed somebody, we'd have a little difficulty sleeping that night. Mm. There's others that would look forward to killing the following morning.
Ugh.
That's what makes you disturbed. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's right.
I don't believe he's harming any. I don't believe he thinks he's harming
people.
Oh,
no. He just loves them. They're wonderful.
That's why. Well, look. I mean, when you love your wife, right?
Yeah.
You give her a good finger blast every once in a while.
Once in a while.
That's my point. You love her.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't want anything to happen to her.
No, no.
But you give her a finger blast.
That's part of the deal.
I know. I think that's the way Michael looks at males 6 to 13.
Yeah.
I just think...
he's an addict. He's never had plastic surgery. Never, ever.
Well, and
I mean, that's bizarre that we even just.
Yeah, I know, and you know, the guy just walks around with 70 pounds of kabuki makeup on, and you know, it's not just okay. It's one thing you got a zit, you pop a little base over it so it doesn't bark at anybody when you're walking down the street. It's another thing to put on lipstick, eyeliner, and rouge before you leave the house.
Yeah,
I mean, the guy's. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, syphilis had been eating his brain for the last 15 years or more.
And we just found out about it, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's if somebody said, you know, if somebody, if he died tomorrow and we did an autopsy and someone said, my God, this guy had a brain disease, a syphilis, had this thing. As best we can tell, he contracted it during the Bad Tour in 1983 when he was in Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah.
And for the last 20 or 22 years, it's been slowly eroding the cerebellum. You'd be going, yeah, it's all starting to come together now. Mm-hmm. Like, you wouldn't. If you just took a pizza cutter, took the guy's skull up, and saw half his brain had been eaten away by some parasite, some earwig crawled in his wig, crawled in his ear.
But instead, we're getting the similar story, which is the physical abuse, the sexual behaviors around him when he was a kid. And it's all coming together.
Yeah. I was thinking about Joe Jackson, his dad, with those crazy Agnes Moorhead eyebrows that have been drawn in with the Sharpie.
And then the tunnel.
I love that. And by the way, listen, fellas, with that, him and Ike Turner, the only two guys that ever had that mustache, and they both ended up beating the crap out of people.
Right.
Here's the thing. Hitler mustache looks better on you than that. Like, hey, if you put two guys in a room, one guy has the Hitler mustache, the other guy has that wafer-thin, penciled-in upper lip
Who
mustache.
Who would I have lunch with?
It's like, one of these guys is going to be in charge of your investment portfolio.
Yeah, that's right.
Give me Hitler. I'll take Hitler. And one of these guys you're going to have lunch with, Hitler. One of these guys is going to bang your sister, Hitler. One of these guys is going to play bass in your band, pencil-thin mustache guy. Ooh. You see, that's the twist. You don't want Hitler on the bass.
That's right.
You do want the pencil-thin mustache guy because he can play. He can swing an axe, this guy. But then as soon as the band breaks up, you're done.
Oh, run.
You just have a guy sitting there looking like sort of a cross between Little Richard and the Joker, which is just sort of crazy. And by the way, you want to know what people are thinking? Look into their eyes. People always do that, the eyes are a window to the soul. No, they're really just a window to your brain.
Right.
They're right there.
Yeah.
It's just like the front window of a house. Just go peek through it and see what kind of condition it's in.
Right. It actually is the peripheral manifestation of your central nervous system. It's the only part of your central nervous system that makes it out.
Yeah.
You see it.
Yeah, it's not the window to the soul, it's to the brain.
Yeah.
You're just looking right at the person. The brain's a half inch behind the eyes, and that's what's going
directly
on.
Directly attached. That's
and
right.
If you look at Joe Jackson and you just see those eyes and you see that weird thing with that Catwoman eyebrow he's got drawn in with a Sharpie, it's holy Christ. All right.
There you go.
Hey, but good times.
Yeah, it is good.
And let me tell you this,
enjoy.
Drew. It proves my theory.
It takes all kinds.
That it, oh yeah, okay.
Was that what you were going
to say? That's what I was going to say. It's good, Drew. You're learning. Carrie?
Hey, how are you all doing tonight?
Good, you're 17?
Yes.
Would you agree with Drew and I when we say takes all kinds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
I would. My question's for Dr. Drew, but Adam, you can comment in too, because I love your comebacks. Dr. Drew, I am 17, and my boyfriend and I have been having sex for a little over 5 months now. I've had sex before him, but when I started with him, while I was on top, I feel like I'm having an orgasm because I've never had that feeling before, but no fluids come out, and I was curious to know if you could have an orgasm without fluids coming out of you.
Yeah, the fluid thing is sort of a rare thing.
I've always been told that fluids have to come out.
Who told you that?
Well, she's calling from Louisville, so it's like a hound dog or something that told her. an old miner.
Awesome.
Who told you that? Your goofy friends, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. They don't know. Let me tell you something. Chicks don't know anything when they're 30. Imagine what they know when they're 15.
And the fluid, even those women that do have the talent of being able to have an emission,
right?
They typically don't do it every time. It's sort of an unusual thing, even when they are.
I mean, like every time we have sex, and like I said, I'm on top. It's every time. It's just like that feeling, and I mean, I know that's what it is, but like then I don't see any fluid.
All right, that's enough.
That's good.
There's no fluids.
That's good. We got it.
Yeah, you got to go. That would have been about a. We could have gone 5 rounds with Carrie.
Yeah.
He just explained to her that now rarely happens if fluid comes out. I know because
when I'm on top,
I feel the orgasm, but no fluids come out of me. Yeah, I know. It's very rare that a woman would, yeah, because my friends told me they would. Because when I'm on top, I feel electric shock sensation in my pouch area. I like that part.
She was cute, enthusiastic, good caller, sweet
as honey. Sweet as honey. I like the process of having to wring an idea out of someone's head.
Mm.
That one turn of the bar rag they got for a brain is not going to do it. It's a multiple ringing. You say, what is this? What kind of batteries does this thing take? Takes AA. Really? Because I thought it took C cells.
Right.
Now it's second ring time. Yeah. Nope, AA.
Really?
Because I already bought the C cells. Now we're going on another ring.
A lot of it, too, is the coming around to reality.
Yeah.
Their version of reality is being challenged, and they got to come around to the real one.
Yeah.
It takes a bunch of rings, bunch of twists.
All right. Well, we gave her 3.5. Jerry?
Hi.
You're 22?
Yes. I just came out, you know, to some of my friends only, but I was living in Vegas at the time with my gay brother, and it was a lot easier then for coming out, and, like, I had a lot of gay people to hang out with.
Right.
But now I'm living back home with my parents, and I don't know where to.
Why? What happened?
I didn't know what I wanted to do with my major, and I was getting into like drugs out there and stuff. So I came back.
Would you go to UNLV or something?
Yes.
From Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting migration?
Mm. What was your gay brother doing there? Was he dancing or something?
No, he's a leadership development coordinator at UNLV.
Oh, so he works there, and that's how you got sort of.
Yeah, parents actually, for some reason, sent me there after I already had a drug problem at ASU. So I don't know.
Well, it's a little bit of a step.
Yeah, don't be pissed at your parents. At least they're paying for your college.
No, but you don't go to the hot climates when you've got a drug problem.
You know, no.
ASU,
UNLV is a Vegas. As soon as you get 10 feet off the strip, it's just a weird, depressing, effed up dump.
Yeah,
it's the most depressing, weird trash can of a place. The whole place just looks. It's just a burnt, sun scorched earth and just weird cinder block buildings. I got to go tomorrow morning, so I'm getting fired up. But what a crap hole that dump is. It's depressing. Hey, but good time. So now you're back in Chicago.
Yeah.
Here's what you got to do. First of all, you got to get your recovery going, right?
Yes. I'm already in therapy.
Well, no. You got to go to some meetings. You got to get a 12-step meeting, get a sponsor, get going, A. B, you need, and preferably gay meetings, too, because there are those in most major urban centers. Develop a network of friends who have come out and who are gay and who can support you. And if the time is right, come out to your parents. Otherwise, if you feel that they're going to react horribly to it, why? Why do that?
The gays are all into those amyl poppers, Drew. That's their drug.
I was wondering if you guys thought that was genetic.
And they're sweat drunk.
Homosexuality.
Yes, because not, I know not the that
girls.
Adam always
the girls aren't
it.
Spunk drunk, but the guys are spunk drunk. Okay. They got to get off the spunk. They got to go to SA.
What
you
got to
get out there and get your bitch spunk drunk.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm talking about. Jerry, what were you asking about the genetics?
Yeah, because I know that Adam, I've heard you guys say before that you think it's like environmental, like it's.
No, there's a clearly a spectrum, and clearly both. Some women, some people, it's exclusively environmental, and some people it's exclusively genetic. Most people, it is the relationship between the environment and the genetic
predisposition. Well, there's three types. There's the God just made you gay. There's the crazy mom or dad made you gay, and then there's
sexual abuse
gay. Which one are you?
I think God made me gay.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
All right. Well, he's got a plan for you. And your brother's gay, too.
Yeah.
Do you have a super uppity, domineering mom?
Yes. Totally.
Why didn't you pick that category when Adam
offered that one? But that doesn't do it to the chick so much. That did it to
you
your brother.
You did give her that category, though.
I did. Your mom is like, she's a real anal A-type that dominates every conversation and knows knows more than everyone.
Yeah.
Anybody have an eating disorder besides you?
No.
No.
My brother and I are the only two kids. My sister's adopted, and we're both gay, so I kind of feel bad for my parents.
Do you have an eating disorder?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. All right. It's a trick question. All right there, baby doll. Well, go to the meetings, getting all that stuff, and good times.
Yeah, don't worry about your parents right now. Really, don't. You're an adult. It's not up to you. What you do is not their business.
When did your brother come out?
He just came out this last month.
How'd they react?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Let your mom catch her breath and then hit it with her.
That's part of the reason she's impulsed to do this, compulsed.
Yeah.
Got to get mom,
It's payback time.
Yeah.
Of course. It's always payback. Listen, parents, it will be payback time. I mean, you sit there and you run your kids ragged, and then they pay you back. That's all. And whatever your worst nightmare is, I mean, if you're a racist, your kid ends up dating someone out of the culture. And if you're a homophobe, they'll go gay for you.
You know, I was thinking about Michael Jackson, and I started thinking also about Elvis. Mm-hmm. And how much BS we buy about him. He was probably an awful guy. You know, he was probably racist, and he was violent, shot things, and beat up his wife.
Oh, yeah. Well, a couple things. Like, Elvis...
Now, by the way, his daughter's married to Michael Jackson. Imagine he wakes up today and wakes up to that. What would he do?
I don't know. Probably get something to eat if he woke up now. It's been good 25 years. But Elvis... I mean, Elvis's idea of a good time was getting like 14-year-old chicks to like wrestle in their panties and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And by the way, unchecked, this is what happens to guys in their sexuality. I mean, it'll spin into outer space.
Yeah. By the way, that's all we know about.
So
that's the stuff that's reported.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. God knows what went on other than that. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, leave a guy alone. Let him do whatever he wants to do, whenever he wants to do it, with whoever he wants to do, regardless of the age, and there's going to be trouble. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They have a little difficulty governing themselves, and...
E-flat.
True whacking the mic with his coffee mug. True, how is it that you whack the mic? What do you whack the mic? You whack the mic...
1.5 times a night.
I was gonna say, you're being fairly generous, but it's not quite two.
No, I've learned.
I'll give you eight times.
I've learned to hide it from you because it happens.
What? You go out of town. And
no, I've learned. I've learned to kind of, catch myself as it's happening.
You hit the mic 8.5 times a week.
Oh yeah.
And the other night he whacked it with his glasses, which I hadn't seen. He's now actually using tools. He's using the mug and his glasses. He used to just have the quiet dignity to punch it with his hand, but now he's breaking out the heavy artillery. But here's the thing. How do you do that so often?
You know how I wouldn't if we had one? Can you get those setups where they have the microphone attached to the earpiece?
Oh, no. If we do that, then Drew, you're going to start walking around.
Yeah.
You're going to leave.
Yeah.
You're going to be going to the bathroom. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to be going to the vending machine.
But I won't hit the mics because it's the here.
How
this
come
is my,
I never
my,
punched a mic?
This isn't your hot zone, whatever. I don't know. I do.
Maybe it's because I'm aware there's a mic that's in front of me and I shouldn't hit it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you uncoordinated?
Yeah.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Like flippers for hands, basically.
Really?
Mm.
You ever just like give your wife a black eye when you're trying to hand her the TV remote or something? Just flail and just whack her? I mean, you could hurt somebody. I better be quiet. You play the piano like Liberace.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Listen, fumbling around there. That's 47 years of training. What are you talking about?
All right. Well, I'm trying to think, how do you sharpen that, Drew? What do you do, like rock, paper, scissor, that hand flap thing or something? Gary, I just don't want you to take your own eye out. You're going to take like a fountain pen and stab it in your ear. That's how they're going to find you. What happened to Drew? He was signing some important documents, and he stabbed himself in the eye with a fountain pen.
It has something to do with, I have very long arms. It may not be obvious, but they're crazy long.
They're not longer than mine.
You have crazy long arms, too.
I know, but I don't punch the mic, so.
I do.
I do. I know, but I'm just saying, my arms are longer than yours, and I don't punch the mic, so it can't be the long arms.
Yeah, but still.
All right, that's what you got to answer with. Gary?
Hi.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a question. Last night, I had sex with my girlfriend for the first time. Your caller actually asked me if I had sex before. I was a virgin up until last night. And
Hold on.
Slow down.
Our phone screener?
Yeah, he asked me if I had sex before. And I said I had sex before, but that was just last night. It was the first time.
Okay.
Anyway, we didn't have a condom, but I didn't want her to get pregnant, so we used Saran Wrap.
Yeah.
And I just want to know if she can get injured from that or if that's going to work against STDs or...
No, keeps your spunk fresh. That's about all it's good for. And losing weight off your joint if you want to sweat your joint down.
Yeah, whatever happened to that?
Yeah, sweat it off. Nuts. Sweat that weight off.
So that's not going to work at all?
No, it's not going to work.
Even against pregnancy?
Well,
what do you mean even?
I can't tell you it's not going to work at all, okay? There is some barrier to that, but it's not going to stay on.
I want to know how you
keep it on, how you make sure that's not... It's
first off, we found a guy cheaper than your dad, Drew.
Right. I was going to say, what is probably getting a free condom? You done a free condom at Planned Parenthood?
Oh, no, what about the gas to go down to Planned Parenthood? You got to factor that in. So what did you do? You got the boner first, then you wrapped your penis in Saran Wrap?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
And then I just wrapped it and tied it in at the end.
Tied it?
How'd
what?
You tie it at the end?
With a rubber band.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
That would hurt her, I'd imagine, too. Imagine all the crinkly edges and stuff.
No, that's pretty smooth.
This, by the way, didn't happen.
I don't think it happened either. You know,
although I've heard of stuff like this.
But you know what? I don't remember hearing this call in the 9 years I've been here.
Well, I'll tell you where it came up.
As basic as it sounds.
Yeah, where it has come up. It has come up a few times over the years. And usually it comes up in the reference to being able to give oral sex to a woman, put the Saran Wrap on top. Is that
a
satisfactory barrier? And it is, actually. It does have some effect. But in terms of not allowing spillage of spunk, as it were,
mm-hmm.
Got that on a loop, Anderson? I don't see how it could possibly work effectively. And condoms are everywhere. What's the big deal? Can we get,
well,
can I get a Trojan in there everywhere?
It couldn't hurt, though.
Oh, it could hurt her. It could tear the lining.
Well, I just mean, if someone gave you a length of Saran Wrap, and it works pretty good when it gets that static cling thing going, and you wrapped your dong pretty good, and then you just, you know, had a couple inches at the end that you sort of folded over, and then snapped a rubber band sort of right at the neck of the head of your wanker.
That's why I'm not, you know, displaying outrage. It's like I can't completely condemn it. Just don't do it. It's not a good thing. It's not effective. Get a condom. They're everywhere. It's ridiculous. Use the condom properly. How the hell are we going to teach you to use a Saran Wrap properly?
Spunk MacGyver. This week on Spunk MacGyver, Spunk uses an inner tube over his joint to bang a native on a desert island. Hey, do you know what's going on this week on Hack?
No.
This week on Hack, in order to catch an arsonist, Hack is going to have to become a rapist. A rapist. Anderson, do you have that?
That's all I got.
Oh.
Oh, really? You don't have the beginning part?
I don't think so. Look.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, Anderson, I know they don't pay you that much, but can you, if he does do something like, you know, in the future when those sorts of things happen, can you record those?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right.
I mean, I kept the rapist part. I thought that was good.
Anderson, you were up late last night.
Yeah, I don't feel so good.
What's the matter?
A little sick. Maybe.
I can hear it, dude. Right.
I think I'm just hungover. Hungover.
That's what I'm picking up.
I got the shakes.
I got a drink after, you know, the show.
Yeah. No,
it's not
we
me,
all
is it?
Do.
It's not me, is it, dude?
No, dude, it's not you. You're good.
Nah.
Okay.
Love
nah,
it. I got a drink, too, so. I mean, I got a drink, and Anderson's got a drink. It's got to be you, Drew. I mean, you're driving us both to drinking.
Imagine that.
Okay.
Chris,
it was really
you?
Funny Chris? When that other guy did that voiceover, though.
Well, too late.
All right.
We got to take a break.
No, hold on. Oh, wait a second. I don't want to talk to him. I just want to finish up with Gary. Gary.
Yeah.
Please just tell us you're full of crap.
Well, no, because my friend told me it worked because my mason judge.
There we go. Thank you.
Such an idiot. Gary, you're spaz on top of nerd, on top of tard, on top of wuss with a side of pussy.
Hey, screw Gary. I got some.
All right.
In order to reach these kids, Hack will have to become a rapist.
There we go.
It's marked the erase. I'll put it in as forever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, see if you can find the one where a Hack has to
become a rapist to catch a rapist.
No, no, it's catch. I'm going to explain the joke.
Yes,
here.
I know the joke.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Love Line. Rob Schneider in here tomorrow night. I should say Sunday night. Good Charlotte in here next week. Blink 182. Ron Livingston from many a good movie, including Office Space.
Huh.
That's Anderson's big movie. And saw him on Jimmy Kimmel. I think I saw him on there last night. Maybe it was the night before. Anyway, good guy. Looking forward to meeting him. He was in Swingers and Sex in the City and all that kind of stuff. All right, so let's talk to Kristen, who's 21. Kristen?
Yes.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
I had a question. You know, I used to be a 300-pounder.
Sure.
And now I'm a 175-pounder. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, I really just want to, you know, go out there and get my screw on, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little insecure about my body. And
you weren't insecure?
Well, I was, but I knew I was fat. You know what I mean? Like, that was just pretty much it. I knew I was fat. Everybody knew I was fat. Whatever. And,
it's an interesting thing, which is you weren't in the race. You didn't have to compete.
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much.
You were just sitting in the stands. Now you're out on the track, and you're slow.
Yes.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
That laugh ain't going to speed up the sex any either.
Well, it might.
Maybe. Oh, I got to go. Oh, got a second one on the way out.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry about the carp. Sorry about the cat.
I just wonder if that's a ruse, this worry about her body is a ruse for just avoiding intimacy, as being overweight can sometimes be.
Well, sometimes people pack on the pounds so people leave them alone physically and they don't have to deal with
it. And emotionally, too.
Yeah.
It's a barrier. Barrier is not there anymore.
Right. Do you feel like you put the weight on for a reason?
I was just a really unhealthy kid. Like, I was never really brought up to exercise, and I overate all the time, always really depressed. And
why? Why were you depressed?
Just, you know, like family issues. My parents got divorced, and my dad had been cheating on my mom.
Mm.
And he's a captain for Continental Airlines. And
well, that explains everything right there.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Captain. Airline pilot nailed it right there. Like mom.
No,
was thinking.
No, I know a lot of good airline pilots.
Yeah, I mean, when a long-haul trucker was hooked on speed, I mean, it gives an airline pilot. Sounds like a decent
kid.
Was
he an alcoholic? Was he abusive
He's not
in some
an
way?
Alcoholic. His parents were alcoholics. I just don't think my dad ever knew how to be a dad.
All right, you know? So look, here's the thing. She had a dad that was literally gone quite a bit, and when he was there, he was probably emotionally gone.
Yeah.
And then cheated on mom, and she got a lot of weird issues about that, and she got depressed, packed
overweight.
The weight on. She is.
Yeah.
She got the genetic hand down there.
All right, so now it's time to join the living.
Pretty much, Fine. Yeah, that's exactly.
And you still aren't looking for a relationship, you just want to have sex.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not looking for a relationship because I'm 21, and I don't think I'm ready for a relationship, so it's like, why jump
right.
into that.
Well, look, you're never ready for a relationship. It's
I
like,
know, but I know that I still have a lot of shit together, and it's like,
ooh.
I don't have the time nor
boy.
Kristen, you know what? Kristen strikes me as one of these chicks who yells at the guy, give me head, and freaks the guy out.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
You know, once in a while the chick calls head, calls it head on them, and it's weird.
Yeah.
You mind if I smoke while you're giving me head?
This wouldn't be that. She'd be like,
just grab the ears. Got some energy too.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
All right.
It takes all kinds.
It does. Hey, Kristen.
Yo.
Okay. First off, no using the S word on the radio.
What did I say?
That's the beauty of you.
Okay. Sorry, inappropriate, my bad.
Okay, you scare me now. Don't talk too fast. The MF or the N word, who knows what could come flying out of you, baby.
No kidding.
Yeah. She's losing.
Ooh.
I'm a big ball of inappropriateness.
And maybe some pot.
Smoke a lot of weed, too, huh?
Are you psychic?
We
know.
We know it.
We know it.
We hear it. But that she, you know what this is? This is like a bipolar weed user.
Ooh.
That's why.
Yeah, yeah. Usually, here's the thing. We didn't say weed in the first few minutes we talked to you because weed doesn't hit you with that kind of energy. You're bipolar and do the weed. Now the weed laugh doesn't lie.
That's
you got
the weed laugh.
Wow.
I'm happy you guys are getting a chuckle out of it.
You've been laughing harder than us, sweetie.
Yeah, Dale telling you what this is.
I like that. That's awesome.
All right, listen.
Am I bipolar?
Yeah.
Well, you sound
I think so.
Yeah, you sound
Are you diagnosing me? Like, do I need to see a doctor? Because, like, I've always thought I've had problems. People are always like, nah,
No, don't listen to those people.
Yeah,
listen to us. You've got problems.
And especially if you're smoking pot all the time. This impulsive sexuality and stuff. You may be a little happier getting leveled out a bit. As
yeah.
they say.
Yeah.
Level that mood out a bit.
Yeah.
God bless. Takes all kinds.
It really does. Oh, man.
Lord have mercy.
Gotta keep my penis far away from that. Jesse? Oh, Jesse's been on hold for 60 minutes.
Just woke up.
Jesse.
Hello?
You're 13. What's up, champ?
Hi. I was just wondering what an orgasm was.
It's when you... It's a Japanese bend paper into swans and other animals.
That's orgasmy.
Oh. You don't know, Jesse? Jesse?
Oh.
All right.
The Gestapo came.
He's homeschooled.
Yeah.
You're going to find out in a couple of months.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night. Yeah. It'll come like a thief in the night. Steal the semen from your sack. All right. Oh, that homeschooling. I don't know, Drew. I hear people defending homeschooling all the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. It just seems weird to me. It just, and by the way, as a parent,
you know,
don't you want your kid the F out of the house? Get up in the morning.
I want
eight?
Them to be socially competent.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot of experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, put it this way. We're going to have a whole generation of homeschoolers we're going to have to deal with, and I don't want to hang with them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And from a parenting standpoint, I don't know, it's just kind of...
Although I've met some great kids that are homeschooling. I have.
You know, once in a while one pops up, but just in general, you just got to go take your lumps or deal with not taking your lumps or avoid taking your lumps or just get the hell out there. Well, it's a good feeling. You have to have some autonomy and some independence.
Well, right, and that's the sort of message giving these kids is you can't handle the real world, so I'm going to take care of it for you.
Well, especially when they go to school and some bully calls them fat, so they go home, and it's like, all right, well, there'll be no more of that. Now we just lock the door, draw the drapes, and take a look at the Duquesne projector. We got a show film. What the hell do you do? And look, no one even needs school for the learning part anymore. You just watch the History Channel. You're fine. You watch Discovery Channel. You learn everything. You just sit on that computer. You learn everything you need to know. You absolutely do. Everything I've learned outside of school. This is just warehousing. Krista?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah. I haven't been with anyone for about 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And I am gay, but I've also mm-hmm. been with men. Mm-hmm. But my question is, I was abused as a child, mm-hmm. and
yeah,
throughout I'm sorry.
I was gonna say, Krista, what happens very often with abuse history is that people will go through periods of hypersexuality, and then periods of deprivation. And those periods of deprivation are often sometimes as rewarding as the hypersexual. None of it is real. None of it is what you're really looking for. It's all sort of a way to try to control overwhelming feeling states, but yeah, you'll tend to fluctuate in this bipolar mode between super sexual and compulsively sexual, and then compulsively abstinent and depriving.
Oh, wait. I just put her on hold because her phone cut out again, and now it's back up.
Would enjoy
it. Yeah, Krista. Okay, but what's the question?
Well, I want to know, is there any way I can get over it? Because, honestly, I mean, I want to be able to have a relationship with somebody, and right now I can't do it.
What was the abuse?
Several reasons. I had a lot of self-esteem issues.
What kind of abuse did you suffer?
And who did sexual. It? Abuse.
Who did it?
Several. My mom's friend's son. He did that. But what they did was made me feel bad, so that I would.
Well, look. How about some therapy, Krista?
Well, I've gone to therapy. I've actually been diagnosed with several different things, and they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, then you're screwed.
Yeah, how is it that professionals are heavily trained in these areas don't know what they're talking about?
I don't know, because it seems to me that they're just trying to because they give me medication and tell me to be on my way, and I don't like medication. It hasn't done anything for me.
Well, look, Krista, here's the thing. You don't need to go. I keep belching up garlic. Sorry about that.
Did they diagnose you with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder?
No. Okay. My last diagnosis was actually OCD.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say to all the Chris's of the world, and I don't know if Drew will agree with me or not, being a doctor, but here are your choices when you're effed up. You can contain yourself by getting up early, going to work, having goals, exercising, and not doing anything harmful to yourself or anybody else, conducting yourself the way you should in any relationship, whether it's social or interpersonal or a sexual relationship. And if you do all that, fine, and you don't need a shrink.
Right.
If you can contain yourself.
But if you have symptoms.
If you have symptoms and you can't control them, then you need to. I guess it's the same as a medical doctor, which is, hey, if you're not having any shortness of breath and you're not sweating profusely and you feel good and you have no trouble getting out of bed in the morning and you're healthy, then, you don't need to go to the doctor.
That's right.
But you got a big lesion bust out on your forehead, now you got to head in. So it sounds like something busted out on Chris's forehead. That's all I'm saying. Mm. And if you've been where Chris has been, you need therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And where's the goddamn bullet train? Where is the goddamn bullet train?
Never coming.
Where is it? I got to fly that effing Southwest airline.
Oh, tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, you're not doing that again.
Yo.
Oh.
Out to Vegas.
I was at,
where is the bullet? Where's
I was at
our
the airport.
Bullet
Wait
train?
A minute. Blah, blah, blah. I was at the airport at 6 o'clock on Monday morning, and there was a line down the street in front of the Southwest terminal.
Where's our bullet train?
6A.
Oh, look. Can you be the only goddamn airline that doesn't reserve a seat 2 months in advance? What's the strategy? Let me just say this. Please, somebody, give me an answer to this. You tell me how much it's going to cost to get my ass from Burbank to Vegas and back. Make a number. $200? $300? $250? Whatever it is. Then I pay you that amount. Set amount. If I don't show up, I don't show up. Then an empty seat goes to Burbank and Vegas and back, and that's it. You got my $250. We can't agree on that. We can't agree on that. I got to pay in advance and hustle my ass over there so you don't give my goddamn seat away. What the F kind of strategy is that? Just what's it going to take? Just you set the amount, and that's it. I'll pay you, and then treat me like a human being. Give me a seat. Oh, you're in the C category. Oh. All hell broke loose because I was listening to my headphones and, I had my C carry, my C boarding pass and mistakenly walked into the B and had to be stopped and pulled out of line. Even though, I'm not going there for a funeral. I didn't have some cousin kick off. I didn't OD last night and I'm hopping on a plane. I've been going to Vegas with that god-awful Southwest for 2 months. I can't buy the ticket 2 months in advance and just get an effing seat? Oh, I swear to Christ. Doesn't anyone go to... Isn't there a decent airline that goes there? And who's got a bullet train? Where's my bullet train? They've been building that goddamn bullet train since I've been in high school.
No, they haven't.
Then where is everything? What goes on in this state? How come we don't have anything? Why does everything suck in this state? How come I got a garbage man who won't pick up anything? No bullet train anywhere. No mass transportation. The side of the freeway looks like hell. Why is everything hell in this city?
But you got good meter maids.
Laughing time is
Jesus
over.
Jesus Christ. It's the only goddamn efficiency in this whole effing city of these meter maids. Why does, why does anything work? Why does anything look nice? How come there's nothing decent? Every park is just one big pile of Mexicans and a heap of dirt. What the hell's going on? Jesus effing Christ, I want my bullet train.
Tomorrow. It'll be there.
All right. All right. I got to hustle. I got to leave for the airport now so Southwest doesn't give away the ticket I bought 4 months ago. Jesus Christ.
Head out to DeVore. That train will be waiting for you out there.
All right. All right. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Where's my bullet train? Where is it?
Takes all kinds.
Shane?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yeah. I made your cranberry sauce.
Oh, really?
Fantastic.
Now I'm in a better mood.
You know, I always bought the canned stuff. I never even knew you could make that.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why I'm on the radio.
I didn't even know they sold the real cranberries, you know. I saw them, so I grabbed them.
Yeah, there's some kind of weird government plot to not let people find out that there are such things as whole cranberries, that they come in sacks, and that nothing is easier.
Listen,
stop me if I'm wrong, Shane, but back me up if I'm right.
Okay.
That making fresh cranberry sauce is the same amount of work as making a bowl of oatmeal.
Oh, yeah, well, top ramen.
Ramen.
Yeah, you boil water, you put in an ingredient, you stir a little, and that's it.
But it's almost like we had a campaign of the anti-culture for a while. We like things processed. We like things canned.
Yeah,
we like things pressed out, but vacant.
We didn't do it with anything but the cranberry sauce.
Look at our architecture from 50 to 75.
Let me tell you something. When I started I brought that stuff with me a couple of years ago to my Aunt Pat's house, short hair in the fanny pack, and I said, she opened that can. I said, no, thank you. I pulled my own Tupperware out. She gave me the stink eye. I'll tell you something. I got some dignity. Shane?
Yeah.
So it was delightful, right?
It was good. The only thing that I liked about the canned stuff is that consistency, like how it's so...
The jelly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But you like
that's,
the jelly.
Pull out
some jam then, or jelly.
Right. No, but it doesn't compare. I mean, that stuff's great. So I almost felt weird making it, like, you know, before Thanksgiving, but I ate the whole thing, so I guess I ate a cup of sugar, too. But
yeah, but listen, let me say this. First off, it's one sack of cranberries, one cup of sugar, one cup of water. But you don't have to put a whole cup of sugar in. As a matter of fact, if you like it a little bit more tart, you can start with
two-thirds
of a cup of sugar. That's more of about right, because they always tell you it's always a little too sweet and a little too salty and a little too whatever. Always start a little lighter. If you want to sprinkle a little more sugar, stir a little more sugar in. It's no problem. It's easily done.
Yeah.
But start with, 2-thirds, maybe 3-quarters a thing of sugar. You're not going to miss it. And it has a little bit of a tart flavor to it. All right. Let's talk to, Mazel Tov, though, Shane. Katie?
Hello?
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
I was just wondering, I actually took a pregnancy test recently, too, actually, about a week apart, and I smoke marijuana on a daily basis. I was wondering if that could have anything to do with the outcome of the test, which was negative both times.
Not that I'm aware of. I don't believe so.
Is there anything else that could, I mean, anything that I can eat or, I mean, anything?
No.
Why?
Some people call it
on the package.
Yeah, the EPTs and tests like that, they call themselves the foolproof test. It can't be, adulterated.
Why? You think you're pregnant?
I don't, but I've never been this late before. I'm usually due at the end of the month, so I'm about three and a half weeks late now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that happens all the time.
It does? Well, she's 19, too, pretty young.
All the time. Are you on any kind of birth control?
No. None whatsoever.
Okay. Well, you've lost a bunch of weight. Are you very physically active?
Yeah, my job's very physical.
Yeah. What do you do? Rodeo clown?
No.
No?
I ship books, contractor licensing books.
Ah.
Fascinating.
I live like
40-pound boxes all day, and I do all kinds of heavy lifting.
Smokes pot all the time. Yeah, there are many other reasons to be late for your period other than pregnancy. I would go ahead and retest yourself, but it's unlikely.
Should I visit the doctor if it comes up negative again?
Yeah, it could be ovarian cysts. It could be a lot of different things, none of which are serious, or at least most of which are not serious. So.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you, Dr. Drew.
Hey, good times. Good times. I took that contractor's license test once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I failed the racist part and the ass crack part.
You're no good at either of those things.
I'm pretty racist, but not racist as they would like.
And too hairy to see the ass crack.
I think they have a minimal is 2.5 inches. I had like 2 3/8, so 2 7/16. I just
that
got burned.
Tough.
Yeah,
that
it's tough. Yeah. It's tough. But
it takes all kinds.
Yeah, the template doesn't lie. I mean, once they drop the ass crack depth thing in there, it just doesn't lie.
There you go.
All right. I took it like a man. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo, Loveline. I'm Adam. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's Doc Drew over there. Rob Schneider coming in here. Bobby Schneider. Good kid. Good kid.
Bobby
good
Schneider.
Kid is older than me. Good kid. Coming in Sunday. Good Charlotte.
Hey, good kids. When good Charlotte gets here, don't say, hey, guy, come back every night if you want.
Oh, yeah.
They will.
They want to come back every night. Oh, they did come back.
Yeah.
Two nights in a row with good Charlotte.
Actually, I really like that.
Blink 182 going to be in the Hizzy on Tuesday. Then Ron Livingston's coming in here. And then Thanksgiving off. Oh, thank holy Christ we got that Thanksgiving off.
Yeah.
I love that Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So let me tell you something. Once you become literally a millionaire, literally a millionaire, everybody, I'm literally a millionaire, and you have a super cheap family, it doesn't get you any crap anyway, and Christmas just becomes a pain in the ass, and it all holidays get judged by what you can eat. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As I can't. As the only one in the Corolla family who's literally a millionaire, there's nothing. Christmas, no good. It's just about disappointing others. Do you see what I'm saying?
Why don't you crack it out for your family someday at the party house? Just get a caterer and do it up for them.
No.
No. Okay. Right.
They don't deserve it.
No, that's true.
I got to pay them back by not paying them back.
I understand.
You understand?
It's payback.
It's payback.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the point. I'm not getting anything for Christmas.
Yeah.
No one gets anything, anybody, my family. My wife just gets me something that someone else told her to get me.
Let's not get each other anything.
No, we're not getting anything.
Please, thank you.
Okay. Really? No, we don't get anything for each other. But here's what I'm saying. Thanksgiving, no pressure, no gifts. All you do is focus on eating and
nobody
football.
Gives gifts on Thanksgiving. That's all anybody does. I don't know if you're aware of this, because all your holidays don't include gifts. But no one gives gifts on Thanksgiving. Everyone focuses on football and pie.
I know, jackass. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, okay.
That's why I'm saying I like Thanksgiving.
Okay, got it.
It's all the chow of Christmas,
right.
None of the pressure.
I see. Got
see
it.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, got it. None of the disappointment.
I'm not disappointing. I'm disappointed other people are disappointed.
Right.
Your wife's going to be disappointed.
On Thanksgiving?
No, on Christmas.
Oh, she doesn't get certain things. The kids.
They're all going to be disappointed. They're all going to be looking at you. I don't know when somebody decided that we didn't need stuff. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know how I painted myself into that crappy corner with everyone I know, but that whole, don't worry about Adam, which is fine. Don't worry about me. Drew, you're the same way, right? Don't worry about you.
That's right.
But here's the other edge of that don't worry about me sword. I don't have to worry about you so much.
Only if you're in the Geneva Convention with one another.
Yeah, you and I are fine.
We're fine.
Yeah, our
but
wife.
Ann,
uh-uh.
Watch out.
We got to get her a salad bowl.
Yeah.
Didn't we get her a salad bowl one year?
Yeah.
Why did we get her a salad bowl?
It's her birthday.
What'd she want a salad bowl for?
Oh, she's very happy with it, though. Just keep doing it.
I'm sure it's still in her car. Eva?
Hi.
You're 22?
Yep.
What's up?
I have a question for Dr. Drew. Yeah. I just went in for my first ever pap smear, the whole breast exam, everything
at
like that.
Eva, 22?
Yeah.
Come on. I hope everything was okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, my doctor said I came out. They tested me for everything. I came out clean on everything, except he was doing the breast exam and everything, and he said he found a lump in my breast
pants.
And wanted me to come back 2 days after my period.
Right.
I was just wondering why that is.
Your breast can get cystic around the time of your period, and it's tender. It's not a big deal. I'm sure it'll be gone. I'm sure it's just a plain old cyst. But it's a very good, I'm glad your doctor's being very, very careful and watching carefully. It's good.
What's up with you, Eva? Where are you from?
Utah.
You sound...
Latin American?
You sound... It's hard. You almost sound like you have an accent, but it just could be affect.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I'm from the United States my whole life.
I really get Latin American, don't you?
Well, it's just there's a little bit of a staccato. What are you doing? You going to junior college?
No, I work full time.
Where do you work?
I am a bartender and I'm a massage therapist.
Ooh, massage therapist. That means you're crazy.
I'm not.
Yeah, all massage therapists are nuts. I don't know what that is either.
No.
How that works. No, yeah, you are. But that's a good gig.
Yeah.
Both good gigs.
Both good gigs.
If you're a guy.
Yeah. I swear I'm not.
Imagine if you had those when you were 22. Oh my God. There'd be like a transcontinental spree of some type.
I just love that tip. I just can't get over that massage tip. The old lady's got to go down to Burke Williams, get a 45-minute massage. What's that going to cost me? That's $110, and then a $30 tip. Why the $30 tip? Well, they make their money off the tips. Well, why don't they just whack up the $110 they made for the 45 minutes? Yeah, the ownership keeps that. The ownership should give them some of that. They make their money off tips. That's great, Drew.
Yeah,
that's what I want to do. I want to start a business. I'm going to start a huge business, a huge, big warehouse business where everyone just gets... I don't pay anybody.
They're going to tip.
Oh, you want your package? You got to tip the guy. It's all tipping. I don't pay. Even though I charge $110 an hour, I don't pay.
Yeah.
They tip. That's how they make
their... Diabolical.
I just think that's a ruse that's perpetrated by the massage therapist. I think they get $20 an hour. I mean, look, they're charging $110 for 50 minutes.
Right.
They don't get $25 out of that? They don't get 20%.
Of course they do, but they don't make their money. The tip is tax free. It's a government scam. Really, you're down to it, right?
If the guy's giving a massage and he gets $30 out of the $100, he just made $30 an hour. That's fine with me.
Give a $30 tip, $30. He just made $90 an hour.
I know that's how they make their money. All right. I know I just sound like an old prick, but I'm just saying. It always drives me nuts. A guy around a hardware store cutting lengths of chain for you in glass. He hands it to you. Give him nothing.
Anyway, for Ava,
so a homo walks on your back for 10 minutes. You got to give him $30.
Breast cysts are very, very common. They're smooth. The doctor would have felt something different if it was a tumor. They can get more pronounced in around the time of the period. So he's being very, very compulsive to check you out and make sure it's nothing.
Yeah.
If he feels something again, he will get an ultrasound or possibly even a mammogram.
Come on, Drew. Let's try to stay on the topic of tipping and masseuses.
Got it.
Rachel?
Yes.
You're 23?
Yes.
What's the matter?
I may be pregnant. For the third time, and I've had, sixth time.
What's going on, Rachel?
You've learned your lesson. That's the important part.
I've had two children, and I've had three abortions. The reason is because I was with my ex-husband since I was 15.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah.
You got that, Adam? She's been with her husband since 15. That's why 5 pregnancies.
I see. You had sex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's why the pregnancy.
But now,
I understand now.
Not with my ex-husband anymore.
Right.
And so now I'm maybe pregnant.
Sure.
It wouldn't be his, but it'd be somebody.
Our question, of course, is why not some contraceptive, for Christ's sake?
Because I don't know.
Listen, Rachel, you're stupid.
Yeah, I know.
That's all right. And not everyone's a genius. And by the way, this whole like, well, everybody's smart and no, they're stupid people. That's how you know. That's how they're smart people. They're short people. That's how there's tall people. That's not everyone. Everyone's not 6'8". They got some five. There's some 5'2"ers out there.
Yeah, but there's one thing to be able to solve the Schrodinger equation. It's another to be able to just take care of one's hygiene and basic health needs.
Yeah.
Schrodinger equation. Is he a basketball player?
Yeah.
Hey, Rachel?
Yes.
All right. So you're dumb. But that's all right.
No, I guess my question is...
Doesn't mean you can't be a half-decent mom.
No, not at all. There's all kinds of different things going on in my life right now, and that I'm afraid that another abortion would hurt me chemically, imbalance me.
Make you fertile? Infertile, rather?
Yes.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be such a bad thing.
Wow, what a tragedy that would be.
Not really infertile.
You wouldn't be able to have a... Seventh abortion.
Like the depression part.
Yeah. Did you have depressions after your previous abortions?
Mm-hmm. After my previous one, I got really bad.
That is a piece of the biology that no one highlights, that women after an abortion, even early in the pregnancy, can have an extreme letdown. Your body is in a different state when it's pregnant, and when you go from pregnant to non-pregnant, there can be a real depressive syndrome. And people want to believe it's psychological. Well, of course, there are psychological aspects to it, which is, you know, I killed somebody, maybe I didn't, am I ambivalent, am I a good woman? But more than that, and very little made of this, there's a significant biological shift. I almost hit it. See, I hid that one from you.
I don't know if you hid that one or not. I heard it.
Tapped it and hit it.
Wasn't looking at you. Go ahead. Of course. Your body's going into spitting out a baby mode, and then all of a sudden it's out.
Yeah. Even early in the pregnancy, people don't make much of that. But so, Rachel, if you do decide to have abortion, you can make sure that you're followed very carefully by someone with expertise in treating postpartum depression.
Okay.
The other option is to have the child and give it up for adoption.
Yeah, I know with my last baby, I was planning on doing that, but I couldn't do it because I had carried it.
How about we give your kids a break and have them raised by a cigar store Indian?
Just a
carved wooden Indian, so we can have some real parenting instead of your screwball parenting.
Hey,
come on.
That's not cool.
Please, you're screwing your kids up. Get your ass together. Where's their biological dad?
Well, he's off in a rehab somewhere.
All right.
Wait a minute. The one right now? Or
yeah. All right, the one right now. Kids. Give us the one right now.
He is at work right now.
All right. Wait, do you do speed?
No, I'm just really nervous right now.
I don't get addict from her.
All right. He's at work. Where's he work?
I get codependent.
And by the way, it's a bad thing when you work and it's at 11:30. Wait a minute. We're at work.
Like you said,
it's
a bad thing. No. Reinforce that.
Yeah, it means the career's not going as good as it could.
Bad thing.
Yeah. You don't see Kimmel and Leno sitting behind these mics, do you?
That's right.
Hell no.
No wonder you're so irritable and yelling about fast trains and Southwest Airlines.
What? The bullet train.
Here we go. Take line one.
Okay, so what? Get an abortion.
Adoption.
Those kids. I'd tag those kids and follow them around. Nikki?
Yeah.
You're 29?
Yeah.
What's happening?
I'm wondering if there is such a thing as a seasonal depression.
Oh, absolutely. It's called seasonal affective disorder, and it's due to the lack of the diminished light exposure during the shorter hours of winter.
For me, it's when football season ends.
Adam gets a profound depression at the conclusion of the Super Bowl, immediately following.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Sometimes in the third quarter, depending on how much I bet.
There are actually light therapies out there for people that have documented seasonal affective disorder, where you sit in front of a light of a certain frequency, for a certain intensity.
Yeah.
And to take light therapies. And it actually works.
You can grow pot on your head, too.
Does this affect someone as young as possibly like 5 and up?
No. If somebody's having, what's happening?
Well, my daughter's 8, and for the last 2 years, last year it wasn't so bad. This year it's getting worse. Towards the evening, it seems like it happens after, you know, the summer ends, the fall has begun.
Yeah.
Around bedtime, sometimes early as 6 o'clock in the evening, she'll start saying that she's got this bad feeling. and she'll get real depressed acting, and she'll cry, and she's just real... It's really strange, and I'm wondering where it came from and what I can do for it.
It's not uncommon for people to start to feel sort of dread as night approaches and having to deal with another day and get to sleep.
Does she not like her school or where she's going the following morning?
You know what? She doesn't like her new school. We just moved to Long Beach. And right. She was doing this before at the school that she loved.
And she was so even though the following day she was going to go to a place she liked, she was having dread that evening?
Yeah.
Was she having bad? Sense. She having bad dreams?
Not that she remembers. If she's
no trauma in the middle of the night. Anybody getting hauled out of bed or earthquakes or anything?
No.
Never in her life. There's never been a serious something go down.
I don't think so.
And has she ever been exposed to any trauma of any type? Are you aware of at any point?
No, not that I can think of.
Everybody's together. Dad's around.
Well, Dad wasn't around for a while. We were divorced, but he's living with us again.
What happened when the divorce occurred?
This was 3 years ago.
When she was five, when this all started, and what happened?
Alcoholic, usual story.
All right, Nikki, that's not a usual story. That is trauma. And that's what you're dealing with here.
Usual story.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's a usual story on this show.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Nikki, no, you know nothing. You've got these major issues, major interpersonal and mental health issues in your family system, and it's, of course, manifest in your child. Why don't you get the child some help? I don't believe seasonal affective disorder has been described in children. I don't know for a fact that it is not.
Okay.
But clearly, your husband's alcoholism, and God knows what went down when he was drinking, what he might have done to her.
Yeah, well, at least what she may have been exposed
right.
to. Why is he back?
He's getting his life back together. He's going to school, getting a job, doing the things that he should have done a long time ago.
You guys back together, or is he just crashing on the sofa?
No, we're back together. He's living here, and he goes to school, and I just graduated from college. We're just trying to build the life that we thought was supposed to be there for all along.
Get your daughter evaluated. So this earlier the intervention's the better. You always want to try to intervene by 8 if you can.
Huh?
And if you let this go undealt with, you're going to be sorry in the long run. It's going to have a long-term impact on her.
Yeah, and then some kids are nutty. What are you going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah. This has every reason to...
Yeah. Some people have a little stronger constitution than others. Don't worry. She'll land on her feet. Or she won't.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm really starting to think. I'm just starting to think that people just head off on some trajectory when they're 5 years old, and that's about it.
No, you can change it.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah. Landon?
Hey, Adam and Drew. Hey, what's
up? You're 17. What's happening, brother man?
Well... First, I'd just like to say I called the show about 2 years ago, and you guys helped me out a lot, and so now I have another question for you guys.
Sure.
What's up is I'm a virgin. I haven't really done much at all with a girl, really anything, but something came up last weekend where this girl I know, she asked if I wanted to just have casual sex, no strings attached, and... I thought, sure, every guy's dream, but now I'm having, second thoughts, this is my virginity, I'm not sure what I want to do, and just...
You pansy! Your virginity.
Rather a guy thing.
Well, I don't know, I've always kind of been more, right. Sensitive and feminine.
Yeah, but, that's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Then, I don't know.
Maybe you like the fellas.
No, I definitely am not gay.
No? Okay.
I'm sure of that.
You doing a lot of beating off?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
Just girls, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Do you look at magazines or something? Porn?
Usually online, yeah.
Yeah, online?
Online.
What's your bag? You like the big jugs?
Just anything, the usual, normal.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Not dialed in, huh? I'm surprised at guys who don't dial their balls in a little bit. You know what I mean?
their specific taste.
Hey, I mean, you just sit there and sort of catch can. No.
It's your breath, for God's sake.
I ate a lot of garlic.
Oh, my God. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, dial it in.
You just sit there and hope some good porn lands in your lap. I mean, it's a weird thing. What do you do when you're on the computer? It's generic porn. Isn't there big jugs, big natural juicy hooters, black, you know, black and white, you know, taboo, lesbo, whatever. You just like nude girls having sex. Is that, that's what it is?
I guess that's what he does.
Oh, man. I couldn't hang with this guy. Landon?
Yes.
We couldn't hang.
Well,
he's from Florida.
Oh. We couldn't hang.
Landon, here's the deal. If you don't want to do this with this one girl, that's fine.
Well, what's she look like?
She's pretty attractive. I'm attracted
pretty attractive?
To her.
You're attracted to her.
Are you on any medication?
Am I?
Yeah.
No.
And no medical problems?
Well, I was born with a birth defect.
What kind?
Stuttering? Cleft palate?
What?
What kind?
I was born with one ear. It's called, I think, Golden Horse Syndrome.
But no development of the other ear. Not just the outside, the pinna, but the actual ear itself is gone.
Well, it has, just the skin sort of grew over it, so it's just my right ear isn't there.
The outside of it.
The outside of it.
Oh,
but,
man,
but the hearing apparatus is there.
Well, I can't hear out of it either, so I don't think I have an outer or a middle ear, but I have an inner ear there.
So your equilibrium isn't screwed up?
My equilibrium is screwed up. I usually can't localize sounds, and I can only hear out of the left side.
I think Drew has that. He makes him punch the mic.
Yeah, cerebellum.
All right. So, listen, Landon, two things.
Yeah.
First off, you got to grow your hair long so no one knows.
Yeah. Actually,
right?
I have a fake prosthetic ear. I just got made by the chief of disguise of the CIA, so it looks almost like a normal ear. So.
Do you glue it on, like stick it on?
I have clips on the side of my head. It clips on really tightly.
Interesting.
Man, we got to keep talking. This is interesting stuff. Forget about your hymen.
Okay.
Although maybe you could have one of those installed. I'll put that in my wife, Drew. You get yourself wife. You get this chief of the CIA. All right, so we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Okay, first off, if some chick finds out that your ear is missing, you don't tell them it was some sort of problem you were born with. You tell them you lost it in a knife fight, or you didn't pay off a bookie. It was a mafia thing.
Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
You were there.
You were there. And what they would do is the Afghanistan rebels there, they would collect the ears as trophies.
Yeah.
And after a firefight where your whole battalion was taken out and you were overrun by these Afghani rebels, you covered yourself in blood and body parts.
He was unconscious.
Shush up.
Okay.
Shush up.
All right,
go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Quiet.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. You cover yourself in blood and body parts is your only chance of, and you don't worry, you mow down 70 or 80 of them, but you cover yourself in blood and body parts, the only way you could survive. And when they came to claim your ear, it took all the fortitude you had not to cry out as they were cutting it off with a Bowie knife.
Yeah. Pretending to be dead with all the rest of your troop who were dead,
yeah. But you couldn't so much.
Your only chance of survival.
You couldn't so much as squint as the guy was slowly gnawing off your ear with his gun, with his bayonet.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, now that takes
fortitude.
Right,
and that was number one. Number two, how does he know the director of the CIA?
Yeah, how'd that work?
Well, sort of like he isn't the director now, but he was the chief of disguise. He used to be, and now he sort of works on at his own business, sort of making prosthetic eyes, noses, faces, ears.
Mm-hmm. Chief of disguise. To me, really sounds like something out of a fantasy movie.
Would you call him a master of disguise?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, my God.
Not one of these guys you hear about is just sort of mediocre disguise or mid-level disguise guy. He'd be a master.
I guess.
Okay, and so they made you an ear, and I guess the ear they made you must have just been molded off of your good ear, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then the way they it's made out of silicone,
latex probably.
Latex, silicone, or what?
Yeah, the second one, silicone.
Silicone.
It's made out of that, and I have this gold bar on the side of my head that the ear clips onto.
Mm-hmm. They gave you an implant.
Yes.
And it's just pure gold.
Uh-huh.
And it's into the bone?
Yes. Yes.
Hold on a second. No. Drew, who's the doctor, huh?
Into the bone.
Drew's like, baby.
We said latex and silicone.
And what'd I say?
Silicone.
And what'd you say?
Latex and silicone.
And what'd he say?
Silicone, he knows. I'm sure there's latex on it, too.
He said silicone. And then I said, you tap the gold bar into your bone, and Drew shook his head feverishly, no. And he said, yes. What else do I know that Drew doesn't know?
They screw that into your bone?
Yes.
You're sure of that?
I used to have three clips or rods that they put into my bone, but then it rejected one, so now I only have two. But right. I'm positive.
Yeah, they couldn't just let it floating on the skin. It wouldn't stay.
Yeah.
They got to tap it in.
Yeah.
And so they tap it in, and then you snap the ear on.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You'd be great at parties. Landon, come here. Come here. Hey, do that thing, that Shakespeare thing where you get that Romans, and they lend me ears, but do that one. Do that soliloquy. That's just great. Come here. Come here. Oh, it's awesome. Okay, listen. You need to have sex with this girl.
Okay. I guess.
Yeah?
Just
have sex with her.
You sure?
Yeah, we got to use a condom.
Oh, yeah, of course. I just...
And look, maybe you like her.
Well, she made it explicit that she doesn't want to have any kind of relationship. She's not at that point right now that, like, it would just be...
Got a little weird, Valanda.
Oh, you do like her, yeah. Then.
Like, I'm afraid I'm going to get too emotional.
Yeah, right. Okay. She's going to break your heart. Yeah. All right, don't have sex with her.
Okay.
Let her blow you.
Have a relationship, though. Find somebody. Maybe convince this one.
Although,
yeah. She'll be intrigued, by the way, if you go, no, I can't do it without having a relationship with you. I've got to get to know you first. She'll hate it, and then she'll be intrigued. Yeah, and then she'll be ready.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And you can date her, and then if she breaks your heart, you can
shove that ear down her throat.
No. You'd be like Van Gogh.
Send her the ear.
You snap the ear off, put it in the mail.
with a return envelope.
Give her Van Gogh. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, oh yeah. Oh yeah, Love Line, that's right. Bobby Schneider in here on Sunday. Dear friend. You know him as Rob Schneider. He's I don't know what he's plugging. I know he's got Deuce Bigelow 2 he's working on.
Is it coming out now?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything on it. Good Charlotte is going to be in here on Monday. Dear friends, Good Charlotte. Dear friends, Blink 182 on Tuesday. And Ron Livingston from The Cooler coming out. All right. You ready to rock here, Drew?
Let's go.
Julie?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I went to Planned Parenthood a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, and, you know, I just went for, a regular checkup, and they called me back and told me that I had something called HPV.
Warts.
Warts.
Right. They're like half of the other 19-year-olds in Sacramento.
Uh-uh.
It's a common thing.
Okay, well... How, are they removable? Do they go away? Like, what?
No, there are a certain percentage of the wart virus will put you at increased risk for cervical cancer, and so you have to be screened more carefully, and they have to do, they will do various little procedures on the cervix if they find abnormal cells. They'll do a colposcopy and may have to do more advanced procedures to remove abnormal cells if they're there. And all you got to do is stay on top of this. Make sure that you're seen very, very regularly, and so these things are, as they pop up or as they crop up, are taken away. And if there are any visible warts, they should be removed as well, as that sort of increases the concentration of the virus. But as I said, a certain percentage of these will persist, and those are the ones that will put you at increased risk of cervical cancer. And a certain percentage also will spontaneously go away on their own. It takes about 5 years. The problem, though, is you're always contagious with this, and you have to be very careful.
Nah.
That's it.
Nah.
Take all kinds.
Yeah, no, it's, you know. No, it's all good.
Okay. Dorothy, is that you?
Wow.
Nicole?
Hi.
Hi.
What's happening, Mamacita?
Sorry about that. My phone's retarded.
Yeah.
I should say.
Calling from Riverside.
Yeah. My fiancé, when I first met him, his penis kind of curved to the left just a little bit. If you put it on a clock, it was between the 11 and the 12.
Oh, I like, hold on a second. I like the idea that you use the clock, because most chicks don't know the clock thing. It always drives me nuts. Chicks will never use the clock for direction, but it's good. Yeah, straight up is...
Is it a gradual curve to the left, or is there a sort of an abrupt curve at the tip?
Well, now there's like an abrupt... It's like it's bad now. It's between the 9 and the 10 now.
And it's just right in the middle, of the shaft it heads over, or towards the tip?
It's like an easy curve.
An easy curve,
it's a banana.
It's not just at the tip, but like it completely does the whole thing.
So it went... All right, so wait a minute. It went from 11:30 to about 9:30?
Yes.
Wow, it's heading into prime time, Drew.
Have you had any... are you aware of him having had any trauma to the penis that he sort of...
Not that we know of.
Turn your radio. He never slammed it in a cab door or anything like that?
No, uh-uh.
Uh-uh?
No.
All right.
So this is an acquired Peyronie's type syndrome. Sometimes vitamin E will help.
How old is he?
He's 21.
Right. 800 units a day of vitamin E will be helpful, and sometimes these things have to be surgically
corrected. True. When your dork makes its move, when does it make its move? It's still making its move between 17 and 21 or something, right?
In terms of growing?
Oh, that's a lot of garlic.
Oh, Jesus God. Oh, my God.
That's all right. There's a little coffee in there, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I ate some dookie. So listen, I'm just saying, she knew him, 2 years ago? And it didn't have much curve?
Right.
And he was, 19, and it's still, there's some movement.
Oh
come
God,
on, buddy.
Smell.
I don't know. Why is a belch worse than a fart?
Because it can include the very distinct vomit smell.
Is that what it is?
And if it's a hefty brew down there, it's vomit plus.
I just think it's more of a novelty, like the fart worm was used to.
No, that's a putrid smell. That's the bacteria smell. The vomit is that horrible, horrible.
Yeah. I know. I just, once in a while, some guy will belch and blow it in your face, and it's just...
overwhelming.
It's worse than the fart.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Fart is methane. It's a specific thing.
And I feel like it's been processed.
Yeah, it's methane. This is today's sink. It's visceral.
The fart is like, it's yesterday's. That's yesterday's funk. This is today's funk. I mean, this is recent funk. This is new funk.
You know
funk.
What it is? This is human secretion funk as opposed to bacterial produced gas funk.
Yeah.
What's coming out your ass is bacterial split methane.
Yeah. I'll tell you, and there's something about them blowing it in your face, whereas the gas sort of permeates up through the air, but this gets blown right in your face.
And vomit smell begets vomit feeling.
Oh,
right.
Boy.
That's the other thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anderson's hungover, so he doesn't want to hear any more vomit talk, or he may heave on the board.
Right.
Yeah. So where the hell?
Oh, so vitamin E, 800 units a day, and be careful not to traumatize it. Maybe beating off that direction or something weird. I mean,
yeah, no,
and this sometimes will correct.
All right, Kat.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, and he's got to go see a urologist, right?
Yeah, Dr. Alter.
Dr. Alter, straighten it.
I'm gonna pull out his book in a minute and see if he recommends anything different.
Okay, Kat.
Yeah.
19 has a typical Hispanic family, thinks mom is pressuring boyfriend to propose.
Yes.
You don't think so? She is.
Well, I'm pretty sure because my sister's getting married, you know. She has 4 kids, though, and she's been with her boyfriend for 7 years. And, you know, and I'm 19, and I don't want to live the Hispanic life, you know, getting knocked up, getting forced into marriage, and, you know, all that crap. So I enlisted into the AmeriCorps. I'm leaving in October for a year, and my mom thinks that if my boyfriend proposes to me, that I'll stay.
Well, if he proposes, you don't have to say yes.
You know, I love him to death, and I'll say yes. I'm not going to stay, but I'm going to have to be engaged for a long time. But it just drives me nuts that she's doing this, you know. And, you know, I found a receipt to a jewelry store in his car, and
uh-oh.
I know... Yeah, I know. He bought his mom some diamond earrings for Christmas, but then, when I went to look at it, he's like, don't worry about that. I'm like, well, you know, you already told me how much the earrings are, so just let me look at it. He's like, no, don't worry about it. I'm like... Great.
Great.
All right. Hey, did you have hey Chris? What is that thing called when the Mexican chicks have their bat mitzvah? What?
Quinceañera.
I gotta write that down. I swear to Christ, I got one of those going on at my house on Saturday.
Somebody's.
No, I didn't want to do that. I just had a big ass party instead.
You said had a big ass party?
Yeah,
that's what a quinceañera is anyway.
Yeah. What do you think? Did you just get paddled for 2 hours and drink blood?
$1,000 dress and this full blown out ceremony and stuff.
I'm reading Dr. Alter's book here, and he's saying for the penile curvature, if there's sexual dysfunction and pain, that's when you do the surgery.
Okay. First off, you've not followed the traditional Spanish route because you're 19 and you don't have three kids. It's already you've bucked the system right there.
Right.
Just don't get married. Take it slow. Do whatever you want. That's all.
Right.
If you don't agree culturally with something that your parents are into, fine. Just go ahead. You're 19. But here's the other thing, too, and this goes for everybody, which is you can't live there and take their money and eat their food and do all that stuff.
Right.
I mean, you want to not be told what to do. You can't put your hand out.
Right.
It's like you don't want your boss to tell you what to do. Don't get paid. Don't put your hand out or quit. Otherwise, as long as somebody's paying you, and that's a form of payment, you eating the food and living in the house and all that kind of stuff, then they're going to feel like they have the right to tell you what to do. And I agree with them. I mean, don't you feel that way, Drew?
Absolutely.
It's like, what's so different about your kids at 12 than 19, really? If you're paying for their education, you're paying for their food and their car and their insurance and everything, of course you got to tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you something. I got this quinceañera thing going on at my house on Saturday. Holy Christ. 100 Mexicans at the house on
Saturday. They friends of yours or what?
Well, Oswaldo.
Okay. Say no more.
Although Oswaldo's Nicaraguan, but I guess they have that over there in Nicaragua too, yeah? Any of the Latin cultures? I'm asking Chris because he's as close as we got. What do you got over there, Chris? Know anything?
I don't know.
Okay, good. Shut the mic off then.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay. You didn't have to turn the mic on to say
sweet.
Turn the mic on to say no.
Sweet.
All right, so
he's wanted to say that for 4 days.
I'm guessing it was Nicaraguan, El Salvadorian, or Mexico, wherever you are, you get that quinceañera thing. That's when the 15-year-old Latin chick becomes a 13-year-old Jewish chick, right?
Jewish boy.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
So he's having the thing at my house because he lives in an apartment. But I naturally, he's doing it on the weekend that I'm going out of town, and he has a little language barrier. So he's like, "How do I turn the stereo on?" And I'm like, "Oh Christ, you got to push around and then outdoor, and then don't do that." And he's like, "He doesn't understand anything." So it's tonight. I'm watching the last 10 minutes of Survivor. I'm arguing with my wife because she's like, "You know what I love about women? Women are like." Hey, relax. Watch the rest of the thing. And I'm like, I got to pack. I got to get my crap ready. I got to get a list together of the stuff that the guy's got to do tomorrow because I got to leave at 9. And they're like, yeah, but Survivor's on. Like, yeah, see? Must be nice, right? So I'm packing stuff. There's a ringing on the gate. There's a buzz. But the thing's like, who the hell is that? What time is it? 8:45? So I'm trying. Oh, look out the front door. There's this Waldo with his entire family.
Oh, my God.
He's got his mother-in-law. He's got his 8 kids. There's 11 people on my stairs. And it's like, what? There's no discussion with Oswaldo. The last discussion was, look, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Don't worry. You got the house on Saturday. Whatever booze is over there, feel free to drink it up. I'll have someone come over there and show you how to do the stereo. He's got the old lady. He's got the wife. He's got the mother-in-law. They're all standing on the stairs. Hey, Adam. Hey. What are you doing? So I want to talk about the...
Did he bring the remote control with him?
The whole family's with him. I said, "Listen, Ozzy, I got to go to work. I'm packing." It's like, what? We're not going to sit down with the family and rap about the quinceañeras thing? I'm like, no. I'll talk to you tomorrow. So I felt bad. I don't feel bad. Well, no, I don't feel. What the hell is he coming over? He's got his mother-in-law and stuff. He's got his whole family's in from like Nicaragua.
You feel bad that you don't feel bad.
I got a goddamn mariachi band on my steps. It's 9:00 at night. I'm getting ready to go to work. I didn't. Even, all right,
we're going to break.
All right. And then what people do? Let me tell you what people do to you. You know, they're like, so you're letting this guy and 100 of his family and friends and people you don't even know just take over your house? And you're not going to be there? No. why are you doing that? I don't know. Aren't you worried that he's... You know what I mean? Just look, I'm doing it, so shut up.
Now that you know the guy for years, he builds your house, he'll fix up whatever he screws up here.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a hack, though.
Yeah.
All right.
You'll make him redo it.
Yeah, like whatever. So anyway, I'm having the quinceañeras over at the Corolla house. It'll be 100. Put on a sombrero and come over. That'll be Saturday, and I'll be in Vegas.
Good times.
All right. Hey, yo. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Let's hop to the phones. Rob Schneider here on Sunday. And Nicole.
Yeah.
You're 18.
I am.
What's up?
Well, my girlfriend lives in Arkansas and I live in Idaho.
Perfect.
How did you meet her?
You're a lesbian.
Through the internet. I am.
Oh, boy.
And I've known her for 2 years.
Hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on. I don't know that much. I didn't take geography or anything, but isn't Arkansas in Idaho?
No, other way around.
Idaho's in Arkansas?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I just want to get that clear. Go ahead, Nicole. How far away is Idaho from Arkansas?
Oh,
it's a pretty good haul, yeah?
It's 1,800 miles.
Idaho's over by the Canadian border there, and Arkansas is sort of the middle of the country.
Southern-ish.
Southern middle?
Southern east middle.
Southern east middle. Eastern southern middle?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a haul.
Yeah, and I recently went down there to see her, and I spent over $2,500 because the car broke down and whatnot, and I never got to see her.
Sure.
Have you ever seen her?
I never got to see her. How many miles is it from Idaho to Arkansas?
It's a good 2,300.
Yeah, I was going to say 1,800.
Wow.
That's two-thirds of the way across country.
Holy Christ, yeah, that's a long haul.
Where in Idaho are you, Coeur d'Alene or something?
Nampa.
You drove out there. What'd you drive, just because it'll be funny?
I drove my friend's Cabriolet Volkswagen.
Drove a convertible out there? What year is it, an older one?
93, I think.
Like a 10-year-old convertible VW, and probably had 110,000 miles on it and blew a water pump or something like that.
Have you ever met your girlfriend?
I haven't.
What broke on the car on the way out there?
Did you pick up
on that? I did, but I just want to know what broke.
It's something to do with the computer system that feeds gas into the engine. I have no idea.
Hey, gas pump. Hey, listen. Fuel injection. Yeah. Nicole?
Yeah.
If you want to be a good lesbian, you start learning something about cars, all right?
Well, no, it wasn't the fuel injection. It was the computer part. I'm not sure what it was, though.
Yeah, well, control the fuel injection.
Okay.
All right, I'm just saying, you better start learning about chainsaws, snowmobiles, and automobiles. You want to be a good lesbo.
Especially from Idaho.
And from Idaho. You understand?
Well, I'm not from Idaho.
Well, you're living in Idaho.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
So how is it you call somebody your girlfriend whom you've never met?
I've known her for 2 years. I've talked to her on the phone, and I love her to death.
Sure. I mean, you guys are thick as thieves.
She's so I haven't met her.
Well, you drive out to Arkansas, and she's not there.
Not there.
And
she wasn't there?
Well, she was there, but she had a family member die, so she left town, and she wasn't there. So
she was avoiding you. Maybe she may be a guy, for all we know.
Didn't she know you were coming out?
Yeah, she knew I was there.
This could be like Jimmy and Tony.
How many days did it take you to drive out there?
It took me 2 days, and I stayed in Little Rock, and I took 3 other days to go see her because her town's 3 hours from Little Rock.
And then you went down there, and she was gone.
Yeah.
No, she wasn't gone. She was avoiding you.
She was avoiding you.
I guess so.
Okay.
This isn't your girlfriend.
It's not your girlfriend. This is a fantasy.
This is somebody who's taking advantage of you in some way.
Okay.
It was your idea to come out there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you don't talk, like if you didn't call her for a week, would she call you?
Yeah, definitely.
She would.
She's getting a joke. This is a joke to her.
This is a joke. Okay. Nicole, You find yourself someone in Idaho. You can do better than this. This is a fantasy.
Well, my friend from New Jersey is actually moving here because she wants to be with me, and she thinks the same thing.
Okay.
Have you met your friend from New Jersey?
Nope.
Okay, all right, you got a lot of friends you haven't met. Listen, it's better that you don't meet them, because all they want to do is borrow money and throw their quinceañeras parties at your houses.
Definitely.
Okay, listen, Nicole, I don't know what's gone wrong in your life, but you're only 18 years old.
Are you housebound for some reason?
I just moved into a place with my friend and moved out of my parents' house when I was 18 because we had our differences.
Sure.
But you're not disabled or something?
No.
Right. Are you working?
Not right now, no.
All right, can you get a job?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Nicole, you're 18. You're all right. You just get a job and just think in terms of reality.
Okay.
All right, baby doll.
I was just wondering if she does move here, because my friend from New Jersey says she's going to come here, and she'll be here in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Should I leave Amber to be with her?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend in Arkansas is not your girlfriend. Yeah, Stop thinking that.
It's going to break her heart, but you got to cut her loose.
My fantasy.
Yeah, your fantasy's done.
Should I leave her? I never met her.
Never met either of them.
All right. I want to know if I should leave the one girl who lives 2,300 miles away who I've never met before.
And who avoided me when I tried to meet her.
Because I'd like to hook up with another chick that lives 1,800 miles away that I've never met.
And by the way, the one in Arkansas is a 57-year-old dude in a rodeo clown outfit or something.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. I'm trying to picture the land. Is New Jersey closer to Idaho than...
No, it's further.
No, it's further because it's further east, right?
Yeah.
But can't you head down the Canadian border? What do you run into over there?
Let's take a break. We'll talk about it.
All right. We'll be back. Well, we took a look at the map and found out that New Jersey was a good 27
easy.
100 miles from... Idaho. So, good times.
We're going to do it.
Yeah. All right. I want to thank...
friends coming out.
I want to thank Junior.
She's the producer's assistant.
Junior producer, Lauren.
Ooh!
I want to thank... Senior producer, Ann. A lot of good bookings Ann and Lauren have put together. Cypress Hill and Linkin Park and I'm Pink last night. I want to thank engineer Chris over here for giving me one of his M&Ms, even if I didn't ask. And he didn't offer. And I want to thank Brian and Tara. Don't call me Tara, goddammit, who's on her last legs over here, moving to greener pastures in just a week or so. And, of course, the magic-fingered one, the Liberace of the potentiometers, Drew.
Why?
Engineer Anderson. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
And no medical problems.
Well, I was born with a birth defect.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.